You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
I just want to encourage you with the Word of God today. You know, God's Word, Jesus, light unto our path, amen? Lamb to our feet, come on. The Word of Jesus is what we need for everyday living. How can we go out and walk the path that God has called us to without the Word of God? We need it. You know, last week I preached on the benefits of prayer and fasting. I talked about guidance and direction, and when we fast and pray, a personal revival is ignited inside of us. And I just want to encourage you today with part two. There's some other benefits of prayer and fasting. I'm just touching on some with this two-part series, but I just want to encourage you with what you're doing right now in prayer and fasting. You're like, Pastor, I haven't started yet. That's okay. You can start tomorrow, amen? Let's start Monday. It's not over yet. Get on board, jump in. God wants to speak to you, and He wants to reveal to you the benefits of prayer and fasting. It says in Psalm 103, verse 2, says this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Let your mind, will, and emotions bless the Lord, and don't forget the benefits that He has for you, both physically, spiritually, tangibly, all the benefits that He has for you. Do not forget them." So I want to compel you this week to be found in a place where you can be reminded of His benefits. Maybe you've heard it before. Today I'm reminding you of His benefits. He forgives, He heals, He redeems, He crowns you with love and mercy, He satisfies, He works righteousness and mercy of the oppressed. He is merciful and gracious. These are just some of His benefits for you. So today's message, the benefits of prayer and fasting are overcoming, humility, and relationship with God. Amen. What is it that God wants to share with you today? Maybe you've come into church today and you're like, I made it. I got here. You know what? There is so much more for you today in church. I'm so glad that you made it. I'm so glad that you've tuned in online. But there is more that God wants to share with you. He wants you to leave this place with His Spirit departing, something of Himself in you to take with you as you step out into Monday. Now, are you seeking to overcome temptations and challenges? Are you seeking to grow in relationship with God? To know Him more intimately, to know Him more personally? Are you seeking to understand what it is to humble yourself before God? Have you been trying to understand what a loving, functional relationship with God and others is? I want us to answer some of these things today. I want you to leave with answers about what God wants to share with you. Just so you know this morning, all of these notes are in the Bible app, and there's more information in the Bible app as well. There's things I'm going to speak about that aren't on the screen, but they're in the app as well for you, so you can save it and take it home with you. So some of our purposes of prayer and fasting as a church, and this is in your booklet that you would have got a couple of weeks ago. It's also on the church website. We pray and fast to overcome temptations and challenges and dedicate ourselves to God's plans for us as individuals and as His church, both in this season and the seasons to come, just as Jesus Christ did for 40 days and for 40 nights, entering into His call. Amen. We follow the ways of Jesus when we fast and pray. The next one is we fast and pray to express our love and worship to God, to grow in our relationship with God. And the last one that I'll share this morning is to humble ourselves before God. See, my prayer for you today, my prayer for me today, is that as you enter into prayer and fasting, that God's overcoming nature with a determination from God that confronts temptations and challenges those things with the Spirit of God. Amen. You are not at the mercy of temptations and challenges. God's Spirit wants to impart into you so you feel the power of God in you to confront temptations, to confront challenges, and not live underneath them anymore. Amen. Have you ever found yourself wondering, will I ever overcome this temptation or challenge? Maybe this temptation and challenge that's been controlling your life or your behaviors or your reactions. Wondered if you'll ever be able to dedicate your focus and attention to God's call on your life. I want to encourage you today that God's power wants to release in you so that you take control of what's happening in your world with the Spirit, amen. Not in our own self, with the Spirit, amen. For those of you who have tried and failed, tried and failed, tried and failed, who have tried to do it in your own strength, I want to encourage you. Every single one of us have been there, amen. It's part of the human condition and becoming more Christ-like, amen. Let me intervene for you today. What you've tried to do and hasn't worked, there is a better way. It's the Christ way. Tune in this morning. There is power and revelation for you. So today we're going to look at the ways of Jesus. Maybe the challenge for you has been expressing your love and worship to God. Things have happened within your world and it's just closed off emotions. The Holy Spirit in your prayer and fasting moment wants to come and reveal to you the full gamut of emotions. I'm going to do my best to stay on my notes today, but the Holy Spirit speaks, amen. So I'm believing for you that all of these benefits are going to be revealed to you in this season right now. Don't put it off for another season. This is the season where God wants to reveal to each and every single one of you that His love and His heart for you is revealed as you fast and pray. That you learn to hear His voice. That you'll be comfortable in His presence. Perhaps there's a healing that God wants to begin in you or is continuing within you. You know, the very things that came to shut you down, to stifle your ability to express love and emotions, God is doing a work right now, and I speak it into you to bring healing and wholeness and fullness of health in your spirituality and your emotions and your physicality, amen. So I speak this statement over every single one of us today. Prayer and fasting helps guide you towards being a humble overcomer who loves and worships God with all of your heart, amen. The Bible has many practical examples of God giving an overcoming spirit when people pray and fast. And in Matthew 4, we find this young man named Jesus who was led outside the city to the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Remembering, he was a young man at this point in time. And he's led outside the city with the Spirit to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And as he prayed and fasted, as you can imagine, he became hungry. His physical body became hungry. And let's read from Matthew 4, verse 1 and 2 today, just to give us a bit of perspective and understanding what we're speaking to today. Matthew 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Can I say that again? Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. When you go into your wilderness, can I encourage you? Can you make sure that the Spirit's leading you there and you haven't just got off the path? If you're going to tread the unbeaten path, I pray you, make sure the Spirit's leading you there. And he's led into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and nights, he fasted and became very hungry. Let me start by saying, God is not your tempter. God is not your tempter. God would never try to set up the ones that he loves. God would never try to trip you up and make you fail. It's not in his nature. He will guide us through tests and trials, but never, ever tempt us. That's the work of the enemy, amen. James 1, 13 and 14, just to make sure that there's some biblical grounding to this. And remember, when you're being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptations come from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away off to the beaten path. Amen. So I speak this over all of us today. Understand this. God is not your tempter. The devil is your tempter and your accuser. You need the Spirit of God to lead you and to be strengthened in prayer and fasting, and don't give in to the old evil desires. The devil is the one who is trying to stop you from overcoming. But the Spirit wants to give you an overcoming spirit. Amen. The devil is the one who wants you not to step into your Christ-like humility that you've been called to. God is your guide. At all times, God needs to be your guide. For example, this may ring true for maybe one or two people in this room, maybe more than one or two. When the enemy comes to tempt you, and rather than going with humility, we go with the thought of, you know, devil's trying to tempt me right now, but I feel like I've done pretty well over the past 5 or so years. I haven't been enticed into this temptation. You know, maybe because I've been doing it so well for so long, maybe I can do it myself. Yeah, let's go with that. Let me say to you today, the reason that you were enticement free for 5 years is because of God's grace and power on and in your life. Amen. Yes, you put actions to it, but he's the one who strengthened you for that time that you've been running well. The devil comes to tempt and accuse you again. People of God, we need the Spirit with us to stand in that place, to stand strong on his word. Go with the Spirit in your wilderness. Go with the Spirit in your temptation. Go with humility and flee from pride and step into all that God has for you. That is God's best for you. It's what God wants for you. So during this time that Jesus was being tempted by the devil, obviously it was a challenging time for him. He's a young man who hasn't done this before. It's the first time he stepped out into a wilderness experience and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the devil came to Jesus with statements like, if you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. That's a weird thing to tempt someone with, isn't it? I say this today to help us understand. Jesus was hungry for the exact thing that the devil was tempting him with. Jesus was hungry for the exact thing that the devil was tempting him with. What does that mean for you and I today? That often when the devil comes to tempt you, there are things inside of you that maybe challenges and temptations that you haven't quite dealt with yet. And there's a hunger inside of you still for those things. The things that you know that you're meant to be separating yourself from. It can be the same for us even when we're fasting. The very thing that we feel tempted in is the very thing that we're trying to cut out of our lives for this prayer and fasting season. Just last night, God bless him, my second child. He decided that it would be wonderful to make pancakes for everybody. Everybody being him and his two brothers. And I just had to stand firm. It's like the very thing that I was hungry for was the very thing that the tempter came to tempt me with. I had to stand firm on the word of God. Now, the very real temptation or challenge that you've been trying to deal with or you're fasting for in this prayer and fasting time for freedom from it, to overcome, will probably be the very thing that the devil comes to tempt you with. But I encourage you that prayer and fasting gives you clear eyes to see the moves of the enemy. Jesus knew exactly what was going on. Anything to give away who he was, his identity. God wrapped in human flesh. So will you give it away for some bread? Will you give it away for just a little? It sounds familiar, doesn't it? A sermon for another day. See, as the devil comes to tempt you, remember this. In your challenge, remember this. God's Spirit wants to guide and direct you into new practices, new behaviors, wants to renew your mind according to God's word. See, Jesus' response from this strengthened place of fasting in verse 4 was, no, the scriptures say people don't live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. So your response in the face of temptation and challenge is the word of God. Three things that the devil tempted Jesus with in this passage of scripture was satisfying the hunger of the flesh, testing his identity, and testing his faith in God. What will you give to have it all? So when the enemy comes to tempt you into satisfying the hunger of your flesh, your response is the word of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. The old self, it may be trying to make a comeback, but no, it is dead in Jesus Christ. I've been raised to life with him. When your identity in Christ is being questioned by the enemy, Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. This life I now live in the body, I live in faith in the Son of God who loved and gave himself for me. I'm not doing this alone. He's in me, he's with me, he's leading me. I'm not subject to those desires anymore. They are dead in Christ. When you're tempted to lose faith because of circumstances and the enemy is tempting you to step out on your relationship with God and he's tempting you that, you know, if you just do it this way, I'll help you get ahead a little bit quicker. I'll help you get to where you want to be. No, we need to keep our faith in God. We need to do it in God's timing. And my statement to that is, when you're tempted to lose faith and step out in another direction, this is my statement for every single one of us today. I've already been given it all by the one who gave it all. I've already been given it all by the one who gave it all. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We've already been given it all. We don't need it to come from any other way except through the provider. Amen. See, the end result in Jesus using God's word, the word of God, is that the devil gives up and angels come to take care of him. Amen. Stand firm on the word of God. God will come and take care of you in this season. When you stand on his word and don't give in, he will send his angels to come and take care of you. So what do you need to speak from the word of God in the midst of temptation, in the midst of challenge, in the midst of my identity, in the midst of my position and who I am in Christ? What do you need to speak? I'm going to speak some scriptures out real quick. They're all in your notes if you want to catch up on it later. Galatians 3:26, for you're all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You are all children of God. That is who I am. It's my identity. Galatians 4:7, so you're no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, he has also made you an heir. Heirs get inheritances, amen. Ephesians 2, you can encourage the word of God today. In Ephesians 2:4 to 5, but because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we're dead in our transgressions. It's by the grace that we have been saved. There's lots of other scriptures here you can read through in the Bible notes. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Go to scripture. You're not alone in this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Corinthians 12:10. That is why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong. For when I am humble, I am strong. When I'm before God and God is leading me and directing me, and I'm come before him in humility, in my weakness, that is when I am strong. And the last one, for those of us who have struggled with condemnation before, Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are no longer condemned. You've been set free. You've been made an overcomer through Jesus. Amen. So you are who he says you are. And it's time to speak the word to yourself in the quiet times and the wild times. It's time to speak the word to yourself. God wants you to overcome temptation. Moving on this morning, you know, being close to God, being in a loving relationship with God. You know, part of being close to God is learning to be all in with God. Does that make sense? Part of being close to God is learning to be all in with God. If you and your relationships with your loved ones, if you just caught up with them at Christmas, I'm not sure what the discussion around the table would be. It'd probably go something like, how's the weather? No. People who are all in on their relationships, they know what's going on in each other's lives. Amen? Rather than being self-sufficient, God is calling us to be in a state of humility, humbling ourselves before God. That is where closeness comes between God and us. You know, I've got a list of things here that to help us being closer to God. Daily practices like giving thanks, practicing humility, being in the Word of God, memorizing scriptures, serving others, praying and fasting, all great biblical daily practices, amen, that God has called us all to step into. But the first step to outworking a loving relationship with God is to acknowledge that He wants to be in a relationship with you. You may be familiar with God, but have you acknowledged in your own mind and your own spirit, like, God actually wants to be in a close relationship with me? See, all too often we're caught believing, for whatever reasons, that He's far off, that He's not close, that He's not present. It's not true. I want to encourage you to change the narrative. Don't buy into that narrative anymore. Buy into what the Word of God says. God is ever present, amen. He wants to be close to us. In fact, so much that He sent His Son, Jesus. Start with this. God, I know that You want to be close to You, and I want to be close to You too. Present yourself to God as someone who wants to have a relationship with Him. No more awkward, hey, ooh, it's been a bad week, hey. No. That's not the relationship that God wants to have with you. He knows what's going on in your life. Omnipresent, eternal, He knows what's going on. And yet, still loves you, sent Jesus. He'll never write you off. In fact, He's calling you to come close and be found in Him. This is what it says in James 4, 7 and 8. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. You're like, geez, that last bit's a bit rough. Yeah, it is, isn't it? God wants all of your heart. He doesn't want a divided heart. When you come to salvation in Christ and Christ purifies you and cleanses you and washes you of your sin, He wants you to come close and He wants all of you. Not part of you, not Sunday. He wants your life in a beautiful way, not a crazy way. He wants every part. Wants to be close in relationship. What does it mean? Come close to me and I'll come close to you. He knows when you've been separated from Him. He knows when other things have taken up space in your life. Perhaps distractions, perhaps sin. I encourage you, simply turn to Jesus. Confess your sin and don't be divided in your attentions anymore. And once you've closed this gap with God, come in close in relationship. Then it's time to start daily practices, amen. Giving thanks, practicing humility, being in the Word of God, memorizing Scripture, serving others, praying and fasting. There are benefits from being close to God, amen. It's a relationship with Him. There are benefits of prayer and fasting because as you quieten everything else out, you quiet your soul, you can hear Him speak to you so clearly. So these are some of the benefits. You become an overcomer. You wear humility. And you're in a loving relationship with God, just as the team comes this morning. There are some benefits to prayer and fasting, and these are some of them. I'll say it again. You become an overcomer. You wear humility. It's not false pretense. It's not pride masters humility. As you come close to God and you bring your heart close to Him, He just bathes you in humility. It exudes from you. And you're found in this beautiful, close, loving relationship. Maybe your experience with religion has been just quite the opposite, that you haven't felt like an overcomer. You felt like you've become small. Maybe you felt like that all the people involved in the religious experience that you're in, that it was just a prideful experience. Maybe you felt like you're so far away from God that there is no loving relationship. I encourage you with this today. The ways of Jesus were only meant to be pure and beautiful. And I lament with you as you go through your experiences with religion. But can I encourage you, the ways of Jesus are not religion. They're relationship and they're beautiful. And there is space here for you to outwork that. A healthy space for you to outwork that. For all of us today, it's not too late to pray. It's not too late to fast. It's not too late to set aside your heart and hear what God wants to say. Said it last week. Get a journal. Pray. Listen. Write. You know, all the prayer points are at gc.org.au/fasting. You can join us in prayer and fasting. You can join us in just quietening yourself before the Lord. He wants to minister to your heart, wants to encourage you. Allow God in this season to share the benefits of being close with Him. Allow God to share that with you. As you empty the noise from your life and pursue the spiritual course and the pathway that He has for you, there is so much more for you in a loving relationship with God than what you've known today. For all of us in this room, you've been a Christian for 25 years, been a Christian for 4 minutes, been a Christian for 150 years. You're doing well. You're doing well. There is more that He wants to share with you. He wants to share His heart. He wants to share more Christ-likeness with each and every single one of us. You know, for those of you who don't know Jesus yet, maybe you've heard about Him, you've been close to people who know Him, you may have been to church for all your life, but you're yet to know Him personally, to come close to Him, to have Him dwell in your heart. If you're watching online, this is for you today as well. In Romans 10 verse 9, it says that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And so for each and every single one of us today, if you don't know Him yet, heard of Him, know someone else that knows Him, but you don't know Him personally, there are so many benefits to being in relationship with God. But the first one is, when you come close to God in relationship, eternal life is your gift from heaven. So this morning, just as we close our eyes for a moment, if that's you, if you don't know Jesus personally, if you're watching online, you don't know Jesus personally, I just want to encourage you today that this is your moment to respond to God's love, to come into eternal life, to come into relationship with Him, to step into all the benefits that God has for you. If that's you today, can I ask you, just as we're in this moment, can I invite you just to lift your hand and say, yeah, that's me. Everyone else's eyes are closed. Anyone say, yeah, I want to respond to relationship with God. I want to know Jesus personally. I want to be close to Him. Is there anyone this morning who will say, yeah, that's me? If you're watching online, this is your moment to respond to. Anyone today, don't let this moment pass you by. Don't let nerves, butterflies take stop. Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Is anyone else? Anyone say, yeah, I want to do that too. God loves you so much, and His Son, Holy Spirit. Just as we're in this moment, just with the eyes still closed, we're going to pray a prayer today. It's a prayer of accepting Jesus and stepping into relationship with God. Church body, can I encourage you? Can you pray this prayer with me? If you're online, pray this prayer with me. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me of my sin. From this day on, I choose to follow you and all of your ways. Amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer for the first time or prayed it again, I just want to encourage you that there are so many benefits that God wants you to step into. If you're watching online, you can go to gc.org.au/first steps, and all the information is there for you of what to do next, to get in contact with us, to learn what is to follow.